Audio Renaissance presents Positively Fifth Street, Murderers, Cheetahs, and Binion's World Series of Poker by James McManus. Read for you by the author.
A nubile blonde squats on her boyfriend's bare chest, and he's too stoned to do much about it. Nipple clamps? No, sir, not this time. Even one would just be, like, way generous. Seizing him by the neck with both hands, she raises her shins from the carpet and presses her full dead weight onto his ribcage and solar plexus, forcing more air from his lungs. How's that feel? As she rocks back and forth, they lock eyes. You like that? She asks, flirty as ever. How come? Her name is Sandra Murphy. When she wears clothes, her taste runs to Gucci, Victoria's Secret, Versace. Her latest ride is the SL500 in black. She used to work at a high-end sports car emporium in Long Beach, so she knows what the good stuff is. After that gig, she moved to Las Vegas and danced topless professionally, but she hasn't had to work in 3 years. Not since she danced for the guy she is currently laying her hands on. My old man, she calls him sometimes, or my husband, especially since she moved in. And she would sort of like to get married. The boyfriend, Ted Binion, is heaving for air. He used to run the Horseshoe Casino with his father and brother, but those days are long gone. The Nevada State Gaming Commission threw its black book at Ted a few months ago, banning him from even setting foot in his family's venerable gaming house. Plus, his heroin habit has been shutting him down sexually, closing him off from the world, getting him into real fixes. He's promised himself, promised Sandy, promised just about everyone, at least three or four.